بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
والعاديات ضبحا.
By the horses that charge snorting. By the horses that charge snorting. The verse speaks of only the charges without specifying them as charging horses. Accordingly, there is some difference of opinion as to the meaning of this word. Some companions and successors take it as an allusion to horses, while others identify camels on this count. Most scholars, however, prefer the former interpretation, for what the following verses describe about these charges, their snorting, their raising sparks of fire from their hoofs, and their blazing a trail of dust while raiding, all of which is more applicable to horses. Ibn Jarir contends, of the two views, the one specifying horses is preferable, for only horses, not camels, snort, and Allah mentions in particular their snorting in the verse. Imam Razi affirms, the import of the verse is loud and clear. Only horses snort and raise sparks of fire from their hooves, and it is easier and more practical to employ horses for raids. Then raise sparks of fire by their hoofs. Then raise sparks of fire by their hoofs. This indicates their charging at night, for the sparks of fire raised by their hooves are visible only at night.
فالمغيرات صبحا.
Then raid by the dawn. Then raid by the dawn. Raiding by night was a fairly common practice among Arabs in order to catch victims unaware. They mounted their attacks, however, at early dawn as things became visible, knowing too that this was a good time to avoid detection and retaliation by their victims.
فأثرن به نقعا.
And blaze a trail of dust.
فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا.
And penetrate deep into a host.
إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ.
Verily, man is most ungrateful to his Lord. Verily, man is most ungrateful to his Lord. That man is ungrateful to his Lord is brought home with the help of the oath to the horses. That charge, snorting, raising sparks of fire from their hooves, raid by the dawn and blaze a trail of dust and penetrate deep into the host. Verses 1 to 5. Surprisingly enough, most Quranic scholars relate the above account to the horses of Muslim warriors that penetrate deep into the unbeliever's army. However, the main truth adduced in this passage is man's ingratitude to his Lord. The charging horses of Muslim warriors and their attacks on the unbeliever's army has nothing to do with this truth. Nor does the thrust of the following verses about man's love of wealth fit in with the reference to Muslim warriors. Therefore, it must be realized that verses 1 to 5 of this surah underscore the rampant lawlessness and bloodshed in the then Arabia. In the Jahiliyyah period, people dreaded night in that they apprehended raids. Only by morning did they feel relieved. Not only were Arab tribes engaged in internecine feuds, they used to conduct raids for robbing one another of their wealth and cattle, and for enslaving their women and children. As horses were used in these raids, Allah cites the same as the manifestation of man's ingratitude to Him. He did not grant man powers, faculties, and resources for waging war and for shedding blood. This abuse of power betrays man's ingratitude. He abuses divine bounties for causing corruption on earth, which is loathed by Allah.
وَإِنَّهُ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ.
And he himself is a witness to that. And he himself is a witness to that. Man's own conscience, his misdeeds, and the unbeliever's utterances testify to their ungratefulness. They openly deny Allah's existence. What to speak of acknowledging His favors to them and expressing gratitude for these?
وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ.
And surely, He loves riches with a passionate loving. And surely, He loves riches with a passionate loving. The verse speaks of man's passionate love of riches. It is worth clarifying that the word khair does not mean goodness only. Rather, it connotes wealth as well. In the latter sense, it is also employed in verse 180 of Al-Baqarah. The context determines its meaning as goodness or wealth. In the present verse, it evidently refers to riches. The whole account is about the ungrateful man whose misconduct betrays his ingratitude. He has no inclination towards good.
أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ
Is he not aware that when whatever lies buried in the graves is overthrown? Is he not aware that when whatever lies buried in the graves is overthrown, the dead will be brought back to life from their burial places?
وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ
And the secrets of the hearts are laid bare and examined. And the secrets of the hearts are laid bare and examined. Even the secrets of the heart and man's innermost motives, considerations, and concerns behind his actions will be laid bare on the day of judgment in order to distinguish good from evil. In other words, divine judgment will not be based on appearances. It will take into account man's innermost secrets and motives for his actions. On reflection, one recognizes that full and real justice will be dispensed only in the hereafter. The atheistic laws operating in this world recognize, in principle, the importance of one's intention underlying an act, but not the act itself. However, no court in this world has the means to ascertain man's true intention. Only Allah can assess man's motives and recompense him accordingly. It also emerges from the verse that divine judgment will not be on the basis of the knowledge that Allah already has about man's intentions and motives. Rather, the secrets of man's heart will be divulged and his good and evil will be established in the open and in a transparent manner. That is why the verse makes a pointed reference to the laying bare of the secrets of the heart. Tahsil signifies discerning and classifying. Thus, man's actions will be laid bare and assessed in terms of their goodness and evil. This point occurs elsewhere in the Quran thus, On that day when man's deepest secrets shall be put to the test. Al-Tariq 86:9.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ
Surely, on that day will their Lord be fully informed about them. Surely, on that day will their Lord be fully informed about them. Allah knows well everyone standing in terms of the rewards and punishment due to him.